Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. The New Hampton Trap Shooting Fundraising Banquet is set for tonight at the New Hampton Country Club. Organizer Mindy Humple says proceeds from the event will help cover costs for team members.
Clays, ammunition, fuel. The entry cost for our shooters, a high school shooter, before any sponsorship or fundraising activities is about $1,300. Our junior high students, it's about $1,100 because they compete just a little bit less. And so as those costs have continued to grow, we really wanted to ensure that finances wouldn't be a barrier to entry and wouldn't prevent kids from being able to participate in this awesome sport.
Humple says that participation level continues to grow in New Hampton.
This year, 41 shooters strong. Last year, we added intermediates, or our 7th and 8th grade shooters, so that was new to us last year. So this year, our breakdown is about 29 high school students and 12 intermediate shooters. We shoot the regular singles discipline, but we also started over the course of the last couple of years adding handicap, skeet, and double, so we have a little bit more diversity in our trap shooting program as well.
Doors for tonight's fundraiser open at 5 p.m. with a pork crown rack dinner starting at 6:30. There will also be live and silent auctions, games, and raffles. Tickets are $25 and can be purchased at Office World and Bank Iowa in New Hampton. The event is sponsored by Chickasaw Pioneer Pheasants Forever. Find more info on the New Hampton Trap Shooting Facebook page. Early registrations for the Full Moon 5K Run Walk in Charles City are due today. The event is hosted by the Charles City Community Fund.
We're an organization that basically works with the other nonprofits in the area to raise funds for them. Basically, our goal is to work hard to improve the quality of life in Floyd County. Last year, we gave out $28,000 to the other nonprofits in town.
That's the Community Fund's Brian Fuller, who says participants can save $5 off registration submitted by today. It also guarantees you a Full Moon t-shirt. Teams of four or more members can also get a registration discount. In addition to walkers and runners, Fuller hopes the public will also come out in support of the event, which will begin and end Friday night, April 19th at Tellurian Brewing.
Our vision is to make this a community event, so whether you want to walk or run and be a participant in it, or if you just want to come down and cheer on the others, we're actually going to have one or two party buses along the route, and all the businesses and homes along the way. We hope that they decorate and cheer on the walkers and runners.
For more information on the Full Moon 5K, visit Charles City Community Fund on Facebook. Tomorrow is National Army Day, which will be recognized with a dinner and dance at VFW Post 3914 in Charles City.
The VFW is open to the public, and you do not have to be a military member to come in. We work to get new members. We love to get them in there. It keeps us going strong.
That's Post Commander Denny Hull, who says the free will donation pork loin sandwich meal begins at 5 p.m. tomorrow evening, followed by live music from the Golden Country Band from 6:30 to 9:30 with no cover charge. Post Quartermaster Philip Knighton says Army Day salutes a long Army history.
It's a huge population. If the Army was a city, it'd have over 1 million people, and it'd be the 10th largest in the U.S. The land that the Army owns, when combined, would be larger than Hawaii and Massachusetts. Deborah Sampson was the first woman to enlist in the Army in 1781 when she posed as a man. There are 8 U.S. Army bases in Germany, and hundreds of dogs in the U.S. Army are NCOs, or non-commissioned officers.
For more information on the VFW or tomorrow night's festivities, visit Charles City VFW on Facebook. The Iowa DNR is hosting a frog and toad call survey training workshop next week in North Iowa. Iowa's Frog and Toad Call Survey has been collecting data on the state's amphibians for over 30 years, and the DNR says there are still several spots available for in-person training in Mitchell County for anybody interested in getting involved. Since the Frog and Toad Call Survey started in 1991, volunteers have collected data on over 2,200 wetlands and provided an incredible record of frog and toad activity. To participate, you will need an adventurous spirit and learn up to 16 frog and toad breeding calls. Surveyors are especially needed in Mitchell and surrounding counties, with a time commitment for conducting the survey and submitting data of about 10 hours total between April and July. It will require being out after dark for about 2 hours during each survey period. Interested volunteers must attend an in-person training workshop from 6:30 to 9:30 next Wednesday evening at the Milton R. Owen Nature Center west of Osage. A $10 fee covers workshop materials. Find links to more information with this story on our station website. Tonight on 95.1 The Bull, the wait is over. It's Iowa against UConn in the semifinals of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament Final Four. Coverage from Cleveland will start at 8:15 tonight on 95.1 The Bull. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.